The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney kicking things off this week. No doubt everybody has an opinion on, did Russia shoot down that Malaysian airliner or not? I'll tell you what, somebody said to me today, the old joke is the Pope Catholic? You know, answering that question, did Russia shoot it down? So the United States finally is putting a little more pressure on Vladimir Putin over his response to the Malaysian airline being shot down last week. What a crazy moment that was. So as we look at this and we hear about the sad stories, as always happens, the sad stories of the people who were on that plane just happened to be there, making it even that much more personal. You cannot help but think back to Cold War politics and Ronald Reagan. I know we did this last week, but the more I dig and the more I talk to people, that's exactly on the lips of anyone. It's not even about politics. It's about drawing the serious line in the proverbial sand. So, very bizarre, Russia's behavior since Thursday's Flight 17 is smashed by a missile. No doubt Russian-backed rebels were behind this, right? But then you look at the tie to Putin and the equipment and everything that was given to the rebels. And it's very strange the way he's responding to this. It's very, very strange. So over the weekend, I call it the Sunday swirl. It's the politics from the right and the left and, you know, center, I guess. And there's no question, across the board, Ronald Reagan's name was uttered all over the place because of what happened with that Korean airline, because of ultimately the hard stance that Reagan took and what that led to years later. Now more of the governments are finally reacting, expressing incredible outrage over just how disorganized, messy, and tramped upon, frankly, the crash site has been. It's about 40 miles, give or take, from the Russian border. So you have the pro-Russian rebels who are closing areas of the investigation. So now the pressure is, can you tell your goons to stand aside so we can look at the crash site? The Ukrainian government and the rebels are going back and forth in this war of words, accusations over who did what, who was responsible, and what's been done since the crash happened. Russia continues to deny any involvement whatsoever with this missile. But we've heard this song and dance before. Do you believe Putin? Do you believe what's coming out of Russia? Secretary of State John Kerry, I mean, this is his role, right? So his face was all over the place. He said it would be ridiculous for the international community to trust what Putin has said. Bravo, finally. Why wasn't that said last week? He said there was a buildup of extraordinary circumstantial evidence that the rebels were behind it and that the suspected rocket system used was transferred to them from Russia, which they keep denying that their military equipment crossed the border even. Where do they think they got it? Of course that's where it came from. Of course. But you know what? If you're going to make accusations and you're the United States, it's good to have backing. So now, clearly, there is some evidence of this. And the crash site itself is under rebel control. It's a mess. People are waiting for the release now of the bodies. Like 200 recovered bodies. And there's even reports, and this is just so sad and tragic and sick, frankly, but not surprising, that some of the dead were looted. And, of course, anyone who is an international investigator is being pushed aside. So if Russia's saying we have no involvement, but yet they're there and hovering around, you would think that they would put pressure on the rebels to let people do their job and process the site. But they're not doing it. There is no thorough investigation happening. So you tell me, do you think Russia was involved in this or what? And Obama, he needs to get tough. Look, it was, first we have the sanctions. Finally, we upped the ante on the sanctions the day before this happens. I mean, this is the time to say, look, enough is enough. We're tired of this. We need to really, I think we really need to pull the hammer down. Putin is a thug, and he's getting away with this. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker, I heard him over the weekend. He said the response by the Obama administration since Russia began its annexation of the Crimea has been timid and cautious. Timid and cautious. Maybe they're good words to describe it. What would you say the response has been since this happened? I'd say it has been cautious, but you do have to have the evidence. If you're going to be aggressive and you are going to smash the hammer down, you have to have the evidence, but I think they have the evidence. And this should have happened, rewind this to a couple of months ago. More sanctions on the energy and banking areas in Russia. I mean, there was pressure to do that, and finally that happened. How about this? Somebody said to me over the weekend, you know, you want to pull the rug out from underneath Mother Russia? Take the World Cup away from them. Granted, it's in 2018, but it's another thing to snatch away from that country. Because Putin desperately wanted it. He was there in Brazil for the wrap-up of this year's World Cup. So whatever it is, it's time to wake up and cut the nonsense out. Stop the noise. Make it really count. Finally, Europe, like a sleeping giant, they've had enough. And people have to be able to go and claim the bodies. I mean, that's just incredibly malicious and ridiculous. More reactions. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the United States and Europe have to have a far more significant response than we've seen to date. So Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't make a difference. The cry is to be aggressive from Congress. More than just a tepid warning. What do you say, America? Are you awake? What should the response be? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's
888-507-8789. In 1965, this was the sound.
Yes, as we continue to drill down this road, you can always throw in your 2 cents about the response by the United States to what's been going on since this Malaysian jet was shot down 35, 40 miles right there in the edge of the Russian border. So many other commercial airliners go through there, and it's kind of a wild area because of what's going on with the rebels there on the ground. But the question is, I mean, who shot the missile? Who do you think shot the missile, right? We talked about that last week. We know who it is. You don't have to follow any amazingly giant breadcrumbs to actually nail this case like we're Inspector Clouseau and we have to step over everything. We know what's going on here. And then the fact that the site itself is just a wreck is just so wrong because of what these countries are doing to try to bring the bodies back to the people who lost husbands and wives and children. There were a lot of kids on this flight, on this Malaysian plane. Coming up on America Tonight for the rest of this hour, coming up at the tail end of the hour, what happened at the British Open and what is even, I think, more significant to people who don't care about the great game of golf is a father gambling on his son. Wait till you hear this story if you haven't already heard it. It's kind of crazy. And also in our weekly re-rack, we'll be talking about cities, some of the best cities to live in, some of the healthiest cities, some of the safest cities. Time Life did a series and a massive investigation of pulling all the numbers together to come up with this. And I think you're going to find some interesting things you might be a little surprised about, like the healthiest city And I think the safest city is kind of it was kind of a surprise to me. But anyway, that's coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know, 24/7, baby, just like the drive-through windows, we are open. Sorry, I can't serve you a shake with that, but 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Something else is going on. While we have the situation with the down plane, things are really getting crazy at the Gaza Strip and between Israel. So, of course, more reaction from the White House. Kerry and Obama, upset, worried, concerned about what's going on between Israel and Gaza. 13 Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza as the offensive just continues to expand, whatever you want to call it. And so much for, let's call a ceasefire. I mean, Hamas is like the dark plague all over Gaza. And the fact that they're using the people for the human shields, come on. They care so much about the people that they're the shields. I don't know. Is that what men of war do? Is that modern warfare? I don't think so. I think it's cowardly. So you had two American-born soldiers for the Israeli Defense Forces, they say, that were killed fighting on the Strip. Their families confirmed it. Stuart Steinberg confirmed the death of Max Steinberg, 24 years old, Southern California kid. And he was one of the 13 that I mentioned, 13 was the number, killed in the fighting Sunday during one of the first major ground battles in 2 weeks between Israel and Hamas. To say things are tentative here would just be a ridiculously soft way to describe it. It's more than tense. More than tense. And this happened right before dawn. There was an anti-tank mine that exploded under a armored personnel carrier, is what they called. Just picture a carrier in your mind. And then there was two more soldiers that were killed in a gunfire fight with some Hamas guys, and three others died when another anti-tank missile struck a building where they were setting up a command post, and this is just the way it's going to go. I mean, I think it's going to get really bad, probably the worst that we've seen in any of the time on the air that I've been talking about this. I think it's just that bad. So here we go again. What happens now from the White House? Is the White House getting involved in this? I mean, Israel has its hands up in the air. And another interesting thing that kind of happened on the heels of it is the fact that you also had a strange deal with Kerry, who was on one of the shows, and had a hot mic going. And with that hot mic, he talked about the pinpoint accuracy. You know, he was talking about the pinpoint accuracy of the strike, which caught some people off guard. I mean, was he being critical of Israel, or what was that about? Let me give it a little more context here. So he was on a Sunday show, and he was talking about several things, but one of the things that he was talking about was Israel. So his comment happened between a couple of television interviews. He was in a phone conversation with a State Department deputy, one of his deputies, and he was talking about the deaths of what I just mentioned, the Israeli soldiers killed overnight. And he said, I hope they don't think that's an invitation to go do more. That better be the warning to them. And then he said, you know, at that point, his aide said talked about the number of Palestinians wounded and killed in the last 24 hours. And he said, it's a hell of a pinpoint operation. It's a hell of a pinpoint operation that sounded like he was frustrated, and it was kind of aimed at Israel. And his aide said, right, and said that the situation is escalating, and it just underscores the need for a ceasefire, which is what, of course, they're trying to do. They were trying to broker anyway. So in a later interview with Fox, Chris Wallace, who hosts that Sunday show, played the recording for the Secretary of State and said, when you said it's a hell of a pinpoint operation, are you upset that the Israelis are going too far? That's what Wallace asked him. And in fact, do you intend to go back to the Middle East tonight, sir? And he said, I think it's very, very difficult in these situations. Obviously very difficult. Chris, that's what he said to that. And then he just went and launched into different directions and talked about the tunnels and, you know, getting people who've come out of the tunnels and going in and the rockets and Hamas and the process of rocketing. And after Israel is trying to find the people who killed the one American kid and whatnot. So I think he was kind of caught off guard by that somewhat. And by the way, Kerry is traveling to Cairo on Monday. He's going to meet with Egypt, an Egyptian official, whoever that might be, and tried to broker some kind of a ceasefire. Good luck with that. I think, like I said, my description of how awful it's gotten there may even be a little bit weak. I think since the time that I've been on the air and the problems that they've had at the Strip and with Israel, it's just escalated beyond anything that I've seen. It's like the gloves are so far off that I don't know that you can broker this deal. I don't know that they'll do that. I mean, unless both sides just decide, okay, we need to regroup here. I don't see this on the horizon. I don't see that you'll actually have peace. Because you're still talking about the feelings of the land and the, oh, no, you don't, on all sides of this thing. And now you throw in the fact that you have 13 dead Israeli soldiers, and that just ups the ante that much more. But what does Hamas have up its sleeves? What else can they possibly lean into? And I think there's more. I think there's more to come the way of Israel, courtesy of Hamas. So I don't believe that this is going to wrap up in a tight, neat way and some kind of a ceasefire, even temporarily. I could be wrong, but if there is a ceasefire, I don't think it lasts that long. All right, we're warming you up for some of the lighter fare. We're going to talk about great places to live, some unusual things I think that you might not know about here in these United States around the bend.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This a lot on America Tonight, places where you live that I just saw this because I just came back from Hawaii, what was it, 5-6 months ago, and the people in Hawaii, they say, live 6 years longer on average than, for example, the people in Mississippi. And we have a lot of people listening to us in Mississippi, and we have some, frankly, in Hawaii that are tuning in too. So what is the difference between those places, and how about other places that seem to be identified as healthy? What is it about those spots? Time Life Books has come up with a real gem, Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and here, I like this part of the book, Aging Well. One of the editors is with us now, Claudia Wallace. And Claudia, I just love that you tackled this. And the photographs are just amazing. And I think everything that went into this is so interesting to me. And some of the places that were picked out that made the list, I didn't even realize they were on the list. What was it like going through this and learning that for yourself as you were, you know, you're the book's editor, as you were picking out those spots?
It was really fascinating and exciting. We started out by pouring through a lot of different sources of information. You know, of course, the Centers for Disease Control and census information and, you know, polling data like Gallup Healthways and all kinds of information. We were just grabbing it. And then certain cities and areas started to really emerge in certain categories. So, for example, you mentioned Honolulu. Hawaii. Hawaii is just terrific health-wise on a lot of different levels, and it's just the top of the list, certainly for longevity. People just live longer there. But they also, they eat healthy. They get more exercise than a lot of other places. Just on so many measures, they do well. And once we kind of dug in and found a reporter who's, you know, from Hawaii, from Honolulu, and could kind of bring that real perspective, we learned that there are also cultural attitudes that contribute to the good health in that area of the country.
Yeah, and is that part of it? It's a lot of outdoor activity, frankly, in Hawaii. Great weather.
Well, there's a lot of that, but they also have this concept called ohana, where they feel very connected to one another. They look after each other. The young check in on their grandmothers. There's a real sort of community aspect, and we found that also in one of our other healthiest cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Very tight-knit, you know, caring environment. That makes a difference, too, to your health. You feel connected. You have a sense of purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense to me. How about for eating the best? I would imagine it's somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah, you got that right. We had to pick the San Francisco Bay Area for the healthiest eating. It's the number one city for farmers markets. They're just everywhere. That my own city, New York City, is number two, by the way. So that's not too bad. But it's really the kind of the birthplace of the local food movement. You know, people are almost obsessed with how fresh can their food be. You know, did it come from just a few miles away? You know, you've got people with chickens in their backyard in San Francisco because they want their eggs to be so fresh. It's a real foodie culture, and there's real data to back up the fact that people eat very well. They eat more vegetables and fruit there than most spots in the U.S. You want to know the worst place for vegetable consumption?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's the worst place?
That would be Louisiana.
Fried
yeah,
food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fried food, and really, 32% of people in the state eat less than one serving of vegetables a day. That's not too good.
Yeah, that's not too good. They need to start getting that green shake action going, something like that for sure. Yeah,
might help.
Yeah, it might help. It's easier to do. That's why a lot of people do that. They say, oh, it's time. How about the fittest people? Who are the fittest people of when you crunched everything?
Yeah, Colorado. Colorado always comes out at the top. So we go with Denver and Boulder as our you know, more local areas. On average, people in Colorado take 2,000 more steps a day than the average American living somewhere else. And there's a cultural factor. It's like, well, your neighbor's biking and jogging and running and their kids are doing it. And it's just like a whole, it sort of builds on itself. You feel kind of like a slug if you're not being active there. So it's almost in the drinking water.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting as we're talking about these various cities and how they came up and scoring them and whatnot. A city that I live in, Plano, Texas, was the safest. What was the criteria for that?
Well, I didn't know you were from Plano. That's great. Good for you. Plano always comes out on the top of FBI lists for low crime. And so we noticed that because being safe is part of health, too. And our wonderful reporter went out and really talked to the Plano police and the volunteers that get very involved in keeping the streets safe. And it ended up being really, I thought, a wonderful and surprising story about how hard Plano works and how collaboratively and how inventively they work with the, you know, sort of a police, you know, civilian collaboration to keep things safe. I hope you feel safe there.
I feel safe. I grew up in New York and Philadelphia, and I've lived all over the place. Probably I've lived in half of the places for different things that we've talked about here already. But they are really good about that. There's a lot of crime prevention, and I think that makes a difference, and there's that sense of community that you talked about, too. Hey, we're talking to Claudia Wallace, and, of course, it's interesting. She's the book editor for this new book, Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and Aging Well. It's Time Home Entertainment that put this soft cover book together, identifying the top U.S. cities where people enjoy all these things that we've been, you know, yapping about here. And when you go down the list as far as spiritual, I think that would be tough to narrow that. Who came out on top with their spiritual well-being?
That is a tough one, and there's a lot of ways, of course, to look at, you know, spiritual well-being, and it's obviously a hard thing to measure. We chose the Provo Orem, Utah area for a number of reasons. I mean, it is a very spiritual place in the traditional sense. People are religious there, mostly Mormon. And of course, along with that comes, you know, not drinking and not even dealing with caffeinated beverages. But there are other things too about Provo and Orem. There's when you poll people there, as Gallup does in their well-being polls, this region of the country always comes out as very optimistic, like the most optimistic outlook. And that actually is where, in a lot of ways, spirit meets body. You know, having a sort of upbeat, optimistic outlook has been shown by research to contribute to better health. So
yeah, interesting. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense, absolutely. And if you went down a whole list, boy, like you said, it's hard to pick because you could go in a lot of different directions with that for sure. Healthcare. How about healthcare? Because you know this nation, that's what we're doing. It's a tug of war over healthcare, no matter what your politics are or how many people you have in your family or if you're single. This is the big buzz in the backyard. Everybody's always talking about healthcare. So who gets the nod for that?
We gave it to Boston, Massachusetts. Healthcare is moving and changing very quickly, of course, because of Obamacare. And it may be, but Boston, under Governor Mitt Romney, adopted something very similar to, you know, the ACA. And so the state of Massachusetts leads the country in terms of providing coverage to its citizens, healthcare coverage. And on top of that, Boston is just, you know, an international mecca for people seeking Medicare because of the phenomenal hospitals there. You know, many of the best hospitals in the country in many of the specialties, you know, every kind of specialty are in Boston. So for those reasons, we went with Boston, which has also got very good health data in terms of how healthy the population is there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then, of course, you could gather a lot of that data pretty easily. How about the raising a child, raising a healthy child?
Yeah, I really like the way this one came out. We crunched some numbers and we ended up coming up with Burlington, Vermont. And boy, by the time I read the story that our reporter wrote on that one, I was like ready to move. It's just kind of got everything for a family. It's got, you know, it's got the lake in the summer and it's got the mountains in the winter. It's a very outdoorsy culture, you know, sort of like Boulder and Denver, but very, very child friendly, very high. I think it's number two in the country, Burlington, maybe close to Boston. I think Boston's one and Burlington's two for pediatricians, you know, the number of pediatricians per population. And then it's just so many, the city itself does so much. It has a lot of policies in place to make all the sort of infrastructure and outdoors available to everyone. You know, lakefront property there is kind of, the lakefront is open to everyone, to rich and poor. It's not like a only for the rich kind of situation.
Yeah.
So that
impacts
us.
Yeah, Vermont is a really cool place. All right, so if you get this book, you might want to move to some of the places that you read about, that's for sure.
I
love it. I love it. It's very cool. Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and Aging Well. Time Home Entertainment has it out. Pick it up if you really want to be entertained, for sure. Claudia Wallace, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, and I just want to add that it is on newsstands, and you can find it almost anywhere where you'll find magazines.
Awesome. Thanks, Claudia.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
That 50 grand that he's going to win is way, I mean, you know, the other three friends that he did that with, they're going to be very happy. he's never reminded me. I knew that he'd done it. I'm not sure if they'll pay out, but, you know, if it does, it's a nice little bonus. I'm immensely proud of myself. I'm, you know, to sit here at 25 years of age and you know, win my third major championship and be three quarters of the way to the career Grand Slam, I never dreamed of being at this point in my career so quickly. Yesterday's finish proved to be very important. Those two eagles went a long way in deciding this championship. And just to be able to pull clear like that was nice. It gave me that cushion, as I said.
Rory McIlroy, gotta love the kid from Ireland, winning yet another major. You heard him say that, not even 26 years old. He wins the British Open. And oh, what a lead he had going into the final day. but he started to see some of that slip away. He was able to hang on, recover, and make some nice shots that he had to make on the backside, and he was able to do it because, you know, this course, Royal Liverpool, can be pretty tough, and especially on that final day, but he was able to do it, and he said it. He comes a step closer to history getting that grand slam. He's got three legs of it now because he won a U.S. Open, a PGA championship, and he wins the British Open. How crazy is that? It's not necessarily crazy. He has the talent, but crazy that he's that young and he's able to really pull it together. Of course, you could compare Tiger Woods, who, by the way, felt like he's starting to try to get it back, but he has a lot of room to improve and fell off by the time things were said and done at the end of the weekend. Matt, you've been following this Rory McIlroy sensation, and that was a huge win for him. Like I said, he had a big lead heading into the final day, but it's not so easy when you go in with that lead on a course like Liverpool that I mentioned, but he was able to do it.
Yeah, and I woke up and I watched the last, I don't know, about four or five holes. So I saw a little bit about it. But I was watching periodically through the weekend, and I'm a huge Ricky Fowler fan, too. So I think that's an interesting story, too, is, one, you got McIlroy kind of, he was this phenom, and then he went away for like a year, and now he's coming back, and he's been looking really well in several tournaments. But Ricky Fowler has always kind of been a middle-of-the-pack golfer, and he's finished second now in the U.S. Open and British Open, and he could be the new face of U.S. golf, taking over for probably Tiger Woods, because there isn't a ton of U.S. golfers that are as good as he is and as marketable as he is as well.
Yeah, he ties for second with Sergio Garcia, like you're saying, two strokes back, because McIlroy finishes, what, 17 under? They both finished 15 under. Jim Furyk, another American, was 13 under. And, oh, what a finish for him. And you heard him mention that thing. And, Matt, you and I were talking about this off the air. You heard him mention that deal about his father. His father made a bet years ago with his friends that his son would win the British Open before he was 26. They put the actual bet down. And, boy, did they really cash in on that. They won over $300,000. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, to just have that, I mean, when your son's a professional golfer, I guess you have that kind of money to be able to do that. But, I mean, that's a pretty fantastic bet.
It is a fantastic bet. By the way, I said Tiger Woods dropped off. He finished 69th. He was six over. That was the final deal for him. So Tiger Woods, who would have been an interesting story to see if he was challenging. He was feeling really pumped up when he first went to the course and felt like, you know, like everyone does, that he had a great shot, but it wasn't to be in his direction. I think what Matt said is, if you're looking for an American to crack in, a young American, it is Ricky Fowler. He's exciting. He's fun to win. And this year he's in prize money. He's won because of those great finishes he's had. He's just under $1 million in monies, and he's got like 270 FedEx points, so that's good because he should be there for the Ryder Cup.
Yep, that's what I was just going to say, is that this finish pretty much locked up a spot in the Ryder Cup, so that would be fun to watch too.
Yeah, very, very, very fun. All right, so cool. So that's absolutely a wrap when it comes to Opens and the excitement coming off of the Masters, you know, back in the spring, and the build-up through the majors and into the British Open. What a huge win for the young Irish lad. Kind of a weird side note here. We had Caroline Wozniacki on this show. I guess it was maybe 2 years ago. I spent a little bit of time with her when she was playing at Indian Wells. And the two of them were engaged, and at the last second they called it off. And she ironically won her big tournament. So she's not a major, but she won a big tournament on the tour for the women. She plays tennis. So a day that they both won, but they were not celebrating together. Since we're here in our final turn for this hour of America Tonight, a couple of sidebar things. One, actor James Garner dies. Man, I'll tell you what, such memories watching the Rockford Files. There's a TV Land 70s show to bring up, because I can remember in repeats watching it with my grandfather, who loved James Garner. He died at the age of 86. I mean, he was a star on the big screen, too, but he definitely had a couple of hit television shows. He had he had Maverick in the 50s. I never saw it, but I saw shots of him. He had the Rockford Files in the 70s, and he had a slew of movies. One of the movies he did that I liked, and I don't even know if you can even stream it anywhere, is a great movie. It's called Barbarians at the Gate, and that was in the mid-90s. But he was in a bunch of others that people would remember. The Great Escape in the 60s, and he was in a movie called Space Cowboys that was pretty clever, pretty well done, and Garner was a very, very popular actor, popular guy in Los Angeles, too. He died Saturday night, they say, of natural causes. Boy, of all the ways to go, isn't that, that's the best way, I'm sorry, right? Natural causes. So he was smooth, and he was a great pitch man, too. Remember he did Polaroid commercials? I can remember those Polaroid commercials that he did. If you remember the actor and then you remember the product, then something's working pretty good there. And he was smooth. He was given a Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award in 2004. So a lot of people reacting to James Garner's death, 86 years old. And when you're on film, I guess you're like forever immortalized, and you think of these actors, especially if you haven't seen them in a while, you just do. You just think of them as young, and then you realize, wow, was holy cow, he was 86. I didn't know he was 86, but yes, indeed, he was. And then finally with this one, we started off the show, we talked about the Malaysian plane that was shot down, and all the problems with the rebels who won't let people claim bodies, don't let the investigators, the international investigators, get in there. And then, of course, the Israeli soldiers being killed and the problems between Hamas and Israel, and that now Secretary of State John Kerry is rushing to Egypt and they're trying to broker a ceasefire between the two. And, you know, good luck with that one, because it's not looking really good. I think if you're paying attention, you got a scorecard here. It's actually not good at all, absolutely not good at all. And then finally, this strange story. And, you know, when I say it's a strange story, I guess because it kind of fell under the radar, but just quickly, the strokes that I'll give you for this one, the broad strokes, this is the word I'm looking for. A Florida jury awarded $23.6 billion to a widow in a smoking lawsuit. When have you ever heard that? Punitive damages in her lawsuit against R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco company, one of the big tobacco companies. Anyway, Cynthia Robinson claimed that smoking killed her husband, Michael Johnson, in 1996. She argued that R.J. Reynolds was negligent in not informing him that nicotine is addictive and smoking can cause lung cancer. He started smoking when he was 13. He died of lung cancer when he was 36. How about that? Wow. Any thoughts on the show? Share them with us, americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.